This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For our daily tech and business report, and today we are joined by Bloomberg's Eliyahu Kamischer. Governor Newsom is turning to a veteran Republican to help him secure federal disaster aid from the Trump administration. Tell us a little bit about Ken Calvert.
Yeah, Ken Calvert is an interesting guy. He represents parts of the Inland Empire east of Los Angeles. He's been in Congress since the 1990s. He's the most senior member of California's Republican delegation in Congress. And he's really kind of stepped in to shepherd Governor Newsom's $40 billion disaster aid request through Congress. And there has been a kind of some contentiousness around that package. And you're seeing Newsom kind of trying to work with Republicans and obviously with President Donald Trump to get disaster aid for Los Angeles.
And what's been contentious? I mean, you would think relief would be nonpartisan.
Yeah, I mean, since the start of these fires in LA, that disaster, it's really been politicized a lot by the president. And as there's kind of been discussions about aid, Trump himself has floated kind of conditions on that aid. He's kind of said that initially, he said voter ID laws would need to be changed in California as part of an aid package. One of his top envoys, Rick Grinnell, recently also said that the California Coastal Commission, which regulates shoreline development, should be abolished as part of an aid package. So there's kind of this discussion, and some GOP members of Congress want conditions put on any aid that's sent to Los Angeles.
Wow. Including California Republicans. It seems like fire can destroy a Republican home just as easily as a Democratic home.
Yeah. I mean, amongst California Republicans, it's been there's been a lot of varying kind of stances. Daryl Issa in San Diego has said he was on X, formerly Twitter, saying that there shouldn't be any federal funds for what he called failed liberal policies. Calvert is really kind of trying to shepherd this through. And he said that, you know, there could be some sort of like policy changes that are related to wildfire response and speeding up rebuilding efforts that could be kind of incorporated into a aid package. But he hasn't really gotten into this idea of including like hot button issues in conditioning the aid on some sort of like culture war or hot button issue.
And what about Calvert's constituents? Do they support his position or could this end up hurting him?
Yeah, well, what's interesting is Calvert was, he's been a longtime Republican in a very solid Republican district, but in 2022, it was redistricted to include Palm Springs, which is kind of a liberal enclave that many people know, a vacation town. It has a lot of people from Los Angeles, LGBTQ people. That was included in his district.
It was included, you dropped out there. Go ahead.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can. Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Palm Springs was included in his district in 2022. And he's faced in 2022 and again in 2024, very tight reelection campaigns. He's going to face another reelection bid in 2026. And so his district's turned into a battleground. One analyst I spoke with said that the new battleground nature of his district has forced him to moderate and could be kind of contributing to his desire to jump in and create kind of a bipartisan aid package and show that he's able to deliver in a bipartisan fashion.
Interesting stuff. Thank you so much for breaking it down for us. That is Bloomberg's Eliyahu Kamischer, and you can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 in the morning.